Well, good morning to all of you. We bring you greetings from Virginia. Of all the animals that our great Creator God made and placed on this earth, He compares His children to sheep. If you will please turn with me to John, the 21st chapter, and let's begin reading in verse 14. In John 21 and verse 14. This is now the third time Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after He had risen from the dead. So when He had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." And he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, tend to my sheep. He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "You know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." I grew up on a very small farm in the state of Virginia with my parents and younger brother. We raised everything but sheep, so I knew very little about sheep. I soon went to work at Virginia Tech in the animal science department, and I began to work with different animals. And one of my first projects was to start working with sheep. And I brought one of my friends with me today. I've had that for quite some time to remind me that we are God's sheep. The first thing that I was assigned to in the animal science department was to work with sheep. I was assigned 30 of the animals on the farm. And I was to balance out a ration, move these animals to a certain location, and start feeding them. So I sat down at my desk, I balanced out a nice ration for them, one that I knew that, hey, these animals will love this. Went to the barn, mixed up my feed myself, because I wanted to be sure that I got all the ingredients right. So then, when it came time to move the animals to a different location on the farm, I had two of the farm crew to help me, and they backed the trailer up. They loaded all the sheep on the trailer, and we moved them to a different location where I could conduct this study with them. So here the day they arrived, they were all hustled in and put on a trailer and hauled to a secluded area right on campus. And this was the first time that I had came in contact with the sheep. So the very first day or so, I was trying to get them all round up so they'd stay, you know, in a nice location. They had plenty of water and everything. And, you know, every one of those rascals would run from me. They don't have anything to do with me. And it was like, who is this guy? He's a stranger among us. So I began to feed them every day. I would go there and I would feed them. And then, after a while, a few of them would start coming up, going to the feed box, eating. But I always had one or two that would stay over there, you know, and just look at you and kind of size you up. And I thought, you know, this is kind of like when a minister moves to a new area. We have certain sheep that will run up to them. "Oh, we're so glad to see you. I want to get to know you." But you always have that one or two that stands in the back there. What about this guy? I'll take my good time knowing him. Now, I see some of you laughing and your minister smiling. You know this has happened. So after a while, I began to feed the animals. And before you know it, they were all coming right up to me. I would drive my truck to the where I had them pinned up. And before I could get out of the truck, all of them would run to the feed box. They were jumping up in the feed box. They knew, this is a guy that's going to feed us. So after a few days of working with them, I had them eating out of the palm of my hand. They were so gentle. You know, as time went on, I said, I am going to give them a name. I am going to name all 30 of them. So I started naming them. There was Sally. There was Mary. There was Susie. There was Molly. And looking at them out in the pasture, they all look alike. But when you get them into secluded areas, hey, they are different. They are different. You know, we have a great chief shepherd that looks over us, that takes care of us, that feeds us, that nourishes us. Turn with me to John. In John, the 10th chapter. And let's look at verse 14. And Christ says in verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my sheep. Now let's stop for a second. Do you know that Christ knows every single one of us? Every single one of us, Christ knows. He knows our name. He knows what we're made of. He knows our weakness. He knows our strong points. He knows everything about us. I kept watching my sheep day in and day out. Every day that I went to feed them, I would always look and make sure that they were all healthy. But one day I went to visit them and feed them, work with them, and I found one that was sick. And you can always tell a sick sheep. The first thing they do is they stop eating. And they droop their head down and their ears droop down. And I knew I had to take this one individual, this one sheep, and start working with it and get it back on its feet. Because sheep are a unique animal that if they get sick, they will not eat. And if they do not eat, they continue to go down and down and down. And eventually they die. So I knew I had to get this sheep back on its feet. So I called the vet. He came. He gave it a few shots. And I knew that the sheep had to live. You were not going to die. So I began to force feed him to get into the nutrition. And before long, it was up and running and jumping around. But God wants us to stay healthy. And that's why we come to the feast and we enjoy the spiritual food. And that's why God says we must study the Bible. And we must stay close to God. We must stay in the flock. You know, of all the people in the Bible that I want to meet the most in the world tomorrow is David. Now, I know some of you would like to meet Peter, Paul, and Mary. And that's not the group that used to sing rock and roll back years ago. But I want to meet David. You know, here is a young lad that God trained. But how did he start out? He started out as a young shepherd boy. And I want to be able to talk to David. And I want to ask him, with all of these sheep that you had, you watched over them. You made absolutely sure that they were nourished and fed. And you knew every one of them. And you kept all of them together. But God raised him up to be the king of Israel. And he's going to have a very high office in the world tomorrow. Turn with me back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel. And let's look at chapter 34. And let's pick up the story in verse 23. I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. He's talking about feeding the sheep. My servant David, he shall feed them and be their shepherd. So I'm really looking forward to meeting David. And I'm looking forward to being able to sit down with him and talk with him and hear some of his background, how it was in his time, and how he learned to be a little shepherd boy and then became the king of Israel. Then it came time for me to move the sheep back on the farm. My project was finished. But each day I had to give a report, write out a report. How are the sheep doing? How are their progress going? Are they gaining weight? And I came home one day and my wife said, Don, how's your sheep doing? And I said, they're doing fine, but I don't have very much longer to work with them. But you know, I have learned to speak their language. And she looked at me and I said, bah, bah. The day it came to move the sheep back on the farm, I called and made arrangements for two gentlemen on the farm to bring the trailer, back it up to the loading dock where we could load the sheep, and I would transport them back to the farm. Well, the morning came, and I went and opened all the gates, turned all the sheep loose, and here I had 30 sheep running around. And I thought, oh, no, how in the world will we ever get these sheep on the trailer? So the two gentlemen backed the trailer up, and I looked around. Well, I have two gentlemen to help me. Well, they took off. They left me standing there with 30 sheep running around, and I knew that all I would have to do is to get two of those sheep moving in the right direction. Moving in the right direction, and the rest would follow. So luckily, I saw Sally, and she was head of the group. And I said, okay, Sally, it's your time to be the leader. And I started moving them, and soon as Sally started walking down the ramp, right down the ramp, right on the trailer. And before I knew it, I had all 30 of them right back on the trailer before I realized it. I shut the gate, and here these two gentlemen from the farm came around the side. Oh, you already got them loaded. I said, well, yeah, but no thanks to you guys. And they said, well, how did you get them all on the trailer? And I said, it's in the book. But I hesitated to tell them which book it was in. I thought, well, maybe I better leave well enough alone because I have to go back eventually and work with these gentlemen on the farm. And, you know, we look to Jesus Christ to lead us in the right direction. What a great and wonderful time it's going to be when Christ returns and we become God's children in the kingdom of the world. What a great time. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. One thing that God does with us that He does with sheep. Sheep must be moved from pasture to pasture. They cannot sustain in one pasture over a long period of time. So a shepherd will move his sheep. Now, I know you've all seen pictures of big flocks of sheep moving down the highway. God does the very same thing with us. We're in our local church areas. We're being spiritually fed. Every Sabbath, then the Feast of Tabernacles, God moves us to a bigger pasture where He can feed all of us a different diet than we get at our local church areas, a more complex diet that we can take home with us, and we can nourish and digest and use till we return to that pasture again. So remember, brethren, the next time you're driving down the highway and you see a flock of sheep all gathered together over there, just like we are, we have to stay together. We have to stay in that flock. There is security. There's comfort. There's safety in the flock. So when you're driving down the highway and you look off and you say, oh, look at those sheep over there in the field. Remember, you are just like them.